ABC Radio Australia.
To Papua New Guinea, where the saga surrounding the failed police attempt to arrest the former Prime Minister Peter O'Neill has taken more twists and turns. A lawyer representing Mr. O'Neill has been arrested and charged with forging documents used to thwart an arrest warrant against his client. The lawyer, George Lau, and a court official have been charged with forgery, perversion of the course of justice, and uttering, which means to knowingly use a forged document. It's alleged they doctored a version of the arrest warrant against Mr. O'Neill, which was then used in court to obtain a stay order. Here's our reporter in Port Moresby, Belinda Cora.
The police commissioner, acting police commissioner David Manning, held a press conference to confirm. And this is despite what has been posted on Facebook and has also been posted in relation to mainstream media's media press releases from both police minister and Peter O'Neill himself, the member for Yalubu Pangia. Individuals were arrested and charged this week. Peter O'Neill's lawyer, George Lau, and a court official, I should say, from the Waigani courts. And both were charged with their charges are the following: forgery, uttering, and perverting the course of justice. Now, I should clarify that this follows a ruling of the courts to dismiss Peter O'Neill's judicial review application to challenge the district court's granting to police the warrant of arrest against him a couple of weeks ago. So police carried out investigations into the allegations that Mr. O'Neill relied on a fake warrant of arrest to obtain a stay against the police, and these charges come from findings by the police investigators into these allegations. And police formed the view that there was reasonable grounds to believe that both accused, that is the lawyer and the court official, did collude to forge documents to mislead the court to grant a stay order. And based on these findings, some police arrested and charged the two on those three counts, and they are now out on bail.
Belinda Cora in Port Moresby there. Meanwhile, Peter O'Neill has lodged a complaint with police alleging the police minister, Brian Kramer, himself forged the arrest warrant against him. Here's what the acting police commissioner, David Manning, had to say about that at a press conference late yesterday.
I'm aware of a press statement issued by the honourable member for Yalubu Pangia, Honourable Peter O'Neill, claiming a criminal complaint had been lodged against Police Minister Honourable Kramer for forging and falsifying a defective arrest warrant against him. Mr. O'Neill further claims that the complaint was made by his lawyer, Mr. George Lau, with the Metropolitan Superintendent yesterday. However, I've since been briefed that the complaint was in fact lodged today, and I've also been informed that it was assessed as a counter-complaint intended to derail an ongoing investigation and his arrest after the fact. And as such, the NCD Metropolitan Commander, our Superintendent, will be responding to him accordingly, advising him of this. I can confirm no such complaint was filed with the Metropolitan Superintendent yesterday, as purported by a press release issued by Mr. O'Neill. Furthermore, the allegation that police relied on a warrant of arrest forged by a Minister of Police is false and highly derogatory. Under my tenure as Acting Commissioner of Police, investigations have been conducted professionally and diligently without fear or favour.
Acting Police Commissioner David Manning there, and if that wasn't confusing enough, the Chief Justice, Sir Gibbs Sirleika, has also lodged a complaint with police against the Police Minister, Kramer. Sir Gibbs' complaint refers to Facebook posts by Mr. Kramer regarding his involvement in referring Mr. O'Neill's stay application to another judge. Sir Gibbs says the posts incite trouble or ill feeling among people and urges Mr. Kramer be charged under the Summary Offences Act and possibly the Cyber Crimes Act as well. Acting Police Commissioner David Manning confirmed he had received the complaint and it's being investigated.
The matter has been referred to the Office of Assistant Commissioner of Crimes, Assistant Commissioner Hodges-Ette, where an officer will be identified and tasked with carrying out the initial inquiries into the offences alleged to have been committed by the Honourable Brian Kramer, Minister for Police. In regards to alleged offences committed by national leaders, it is directed to all members of the RPNDC that all such complaints will be forwarded to the Office of the Commissioner immediately. There will be no deviation from this directive.